Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for July 9th, 2020. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, the Department of Agriculture on Wednesday announced the initial purchase of vaccines for the National Animal Vaccine and Veterinary Countermeasures Bank. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service will invest $27.1 million for foot and mouth disease vaccines, which the agency would use in the event of an outbreak. The vaccine bank was created in the 2018 Farm Bill. FSA Administrator Richard Fordyce has the latest look at payments made under the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program.
You know, we update the numbers on every Monday. So as of Monday, July the 6th, $5.3 billion has gone out in payments to over 365,000 producers. So, you know, very significant amount of money has gone out the door since sign-up began on May 26th. So, you know, a month and a week or so. So $5.3 billion to over 365,000 producers.
The owners of the Dakota Prairie Refinery in Dickinson are continuing their efforts to convert the diesel refinery into a biodiesel refinery. The biodiesel would come from soybeans. They have filed an application with the North Dakota Public Service Commission to convert two pipelines, one that would bring soybean oil to the refinery, and the other one would take the finished diesel to a Dickinson rail terminal.
We've never permitted lines for liquid soybean oil that I'm aware of, or renewable diesel fuels.
Commissioner Julie Fedorchek says it's great to see the industry adapt to demand.
And so they can basically convert this soybean oil from North Dakota into a renewable diesel fuel for use in areas like California where they have mandates in place requiring the conversion of their transportation fleet to using renewable fuels.
The United States and Kenya began trade negotiations on Wednesday seeking to enter a free trade agreement. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce applauded the progress, saying that the deal could strengthen and deepen our relationships with economies across the continent of Africa. The U.S. Chamber says a Kenya free trade agreement would provide American businesses the certainty that they need to continue investing in the growing market. The American Soybean Association will celebrate 100 years of representing farmers next month. The ASA was formed when brothers Taylor, Noah, and Finnis Fouts hosted the first Corn Belt Soybean Field Day at their Soyland Farms operation in Camden, Indiana in September of 1920. The event drew nearly 1,000 farmers and their families from six states. The National Soybean Growers Association, later renamed the American Soybean Association, was formed that day. On Tuesday, August 4th, 2020, the ASA, with the support of the Indiana Soybean Alliance, will be hosting a 100th anniversary celebration and historical marker dedication at its birthplace on the Fouts Soyland Farm in Camden. This is Inside Agriculture.